Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Social distancing. A concept that some members of The Dan Patrick Show have been practicing for years.
I remember this girl going, gross, get away from me.
Some members of the show struggle giving people personal space.
I think we all need to hug as often as possible.
Yeah.
During the breaks, after the show, before the show. That's
no, never with you, ever.
But with recent events, it's important to remember that The Dan Patrick Show is available with no human interaction.
None.
No, no.
So listen on your radio,
via podcast,
or even youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
A safe place to go.
Dan Patrick.
Welcome to The Dan Patrick Show. Temporarily not working from home or the studio. Basically, what I'm saying is Dan Patrick is off today.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Studios in Los Angeles.
In for Dan Patrick.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for filling in, too. The reaction has been great.
Is Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb.
Greetings and welcome inside The Dan Patrick Show here at Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb. In for Dan and the Danettes. And right away, Doug, I got to say, you and I are sitting about, how far apart do you say we are?
About 4.5 feet.
4.5 feet. Is that good enough? Is that, are we okay? You think?
I guess.
You just moved away from me a little bit more after I said that.
You know, like, Twitter hates me enough. I don't need to hate them. Or just, I don't know. It's such a weird existence.
Yeah?
Weird existence. Like, to wake up on a weekend day when you're a parent of kids that are active,
mm-hmm,
and to have and be active yourself and have nothing to do is at some point freeing, and then you're like, okay, I have nothing to do. I have no excuses for not cleaning the garage, which has been done twice.
Good.
You know, there's a guy I ran into at Home Depot yesterday, which first just the idea that you'd go to Home Depot and then you'd wait in line to get into Home Depot, right? You got to space you out of, which, like, the whole idea of Home Depot is big enough, you could put an army in there and no one, and you could still play hide and seek and people wouldn't find you, right?
Yeah. Target, they just let you go, right? Come on in, you're good. Come on in.
Having a conversation with my friend who we are standing in line, there's X's, right? 6 feet beyond. So there's a couple in between me and this guy and his son. So it's 6 feet to me to those people, then 6 more feet. So he's 12 feet away, and we're having a conversation back and forth completely ignoring the person that's in between us, by the way. And then he's like, yeah, I'm going to paint my house. Which sounds like the most boring project ever. And then I was like, you know, okay, I guess if you have time, right? You mm-hmm. got to go over everything. I mean, you lived in Connecticut. I remember like the biggest waste of expense ever is like every 5 or 6 years, you got to paint your house.
Oh, the weather, sure.
And the estimates you get are all over the map. Like one guy will be like $25,000, the next guy will be like $5,000. And you're like, wait, how is it possible? It's just all about labor, right? How much you're going to charge for labor.
Mm-hmm.
You're saving all that money if you're painting it yourself, but you're painting your house yourself. That's where we are. We're watching old games on TV. We're all collectively watching a really bizarre Netflix documentary series, Tiger King. And we have all, people are taking suggestions. They're adults are TikToking. Like the world, we have not gone mad just yet. We're really close.
Yeah. Who knew Tiger King was the show that was going to get everybody through self quarantine?
First two weeks of it, yes.
Who knew?
Now you haven't seen it yet.
That was
right?
It. No, I've seen the look. We're streaming a lot of stuff right now on, and that's what the weekend is, right? You know, because Zoe's still going to school during the week on Zoom, doing Zoom lessons in the morning and everything. It's been going really well. But, you know, look, what else is there to do? So we're streaming, watching a lot more TV than we expect. But it's fun because we're getting to watch some shows that I told her, maybe we'll wait a little bit for you to watch. Like we binged the entire 3 years of Stranger Things because I told her, I said, you need to be a little bit older for that. But she wanted to do it. Watch it. Great. We love it. We have arguments all the time now. 11.
Okay.
So I finally say 11. See what I did there? 11. Stranger Things. 11. Yeah. Like, we have arguments all the time about who the best character on the show is. She goes, oh, it's 11. I go, no, Steve. Steve's the best. Oh, Dad, Steve's awful. Then the middle of the first season, she goes, oh, now I get it. I go, yeah, Steve's the best. All these arguments. And then my wife and I are like, all right, what are we going to watch? Start watching at night when there's nothing to do after she goes to bed. And we watch the big teaser for Tiger King because everybody's talking about it. And I watch it and I go, this looks like one of those fake shows that Saturday Night Live used to do the bits on. And it'd be like, this can't be real. This can't be real. This guy keeps tigers and there's his archenemy and somehow her husband died and there's ridiculous circumstances and he's a country singer and he's not really singing the songs. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. I'm just watching the trailer and I don't get it.
I think you have to watch it because it's one of those things. I cannot believe this is the first I've ever heard of it. Right? That's really, I can't believe all this stuff. And you know, to an extent, we're all part of our own kind of subculture. Like, I know that as sports fans, we think everybody knows everything about sports, but we just don't. They just don't. Everybody kind of has their thing. It's like, I've had a discussion with a lot of people. 180 million people watch the Super Bowl, right?
I think so, total.
Okay, let's just say 180 million. You know, there's over 100 million people on broadcast TV. Then let's just throw in 75 million otherwise, right? 180 million or so. There's 350 million people in this country. Do you know a single soul that doesn't watch the Super Bowl?
No.
Right? But these people exist.
Yeah.
People like the Tiger King.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
in like probably 349 million people had no idea that this stuff exists. These stories existed in Tampa, in Myrtle Beach, in Ohio, in Wynnewood, Oklahoma. But you're getting a glimpse at a very interesting subculture that you're like, there's no way it's real. And you're like, yes, this actually is real. And then it like whips in all these other stuff. You know, there's homosexuality. What's it called? Polygamy. Just the sale of these beautiful, incredible animals, which, you know, kind of gets lost in most of the story, right? That, I mean, just the whole thing is fascinating. And then there's every story you've ever heard your lifetime, there's a good guy, right? You spend the entire series going, there's no good guys. Everybody's bad. That's what you basically take away.
Because, you know, I watched Sons of Anarchy, right? And there were no good guys. There were only less bad guys than in the other show.
But that is a TV show.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is reality.
This is a reality show. Reality
sure.
show. It's crazy.
You know, the funny thing is, and this is a fun thing to get into, is that now, we're coming off a weekend. This is the second week of all our self-quarantine.
Right.
Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan and the Danettes today. And what all the networks have been defaulting to broadcast are, hey, here we're going to show you some classic games. Right, that's kind of what we're getting. Here, we're going to get the, here's the 2012 Final Four. Here is the 2016 Women's Final Four game. Here is, you know, Fox is putting on Super Bowls now every Sunday for the next month from the past 15 or 20 years. And it's like we're defaulting to classic games, right? That, let's put on to get classic games on. And I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like that's not quite the pulse of us right now in society. I don't mean just because of our, you know, self-quarantine with coronavirus. It's more that, you know, any of these games, these I can see highlights of. I can watch them. If I want to see the final shot made in the 2014 National Championship game, I can go look at that. You know, I can go see Chris Jenkins' shot if I want to anytime. I can go see this whole game if I want to anytime. But I'm not going crazy going to watch the old games that are on, because a lot of them I can see anytime. Like, I feel like if you really want to show me old games, like, give me a broadcast like the 1974 Super Bowl. Let me see Super Bowl V. You know, let me see it in its entirety, what the broadcast was like and how big the players were and what the whole flow of the game was like. And
Super Bowl V.
You know, give me random games. Give me a random game from 1974. You know, give me a random NBA game from 1967.
Thank God you're not programming network.
You know, that's something I would like to go see. I would like to see.
I'm just, Jason, I love you. I do not, I normally, you do a great job of speaking for the everyman. There's no statistical, I'd be interested to see how many people watch these games. It feels like people are watching the old games. And it's a little bit like watching the Will Ferrell movies. When I was at the other place, I'll never forget, Will Ferrell was, I think it was when Semi-Pro first came out. And he was doing Sports Center. He was doing the whole car wash. And it was on a Saturday or a Sunday morning. I think it was Sunday morning he came in to do early Sports Center. And me and Tom Brennan were working together. This is the Vermont coach.
Yeah.
And
don't bring up his name ever again.
And so TB and I, we go in, and there used to be one kind of little tiny green room there. And there was never anything free, no free food. And this thing had food, granted cafeteria food, but it was food out the wazoo. Clearly was not for us. So we walk in there, we're not touching anything. And these guys come in, they couldn't have been more enjoyable. It's Will and all of his guys. And so I said, hey, can I ask you a question? He's like, they're joking. They're like, you only get one question. So I said, Will, how come your movies are better the second, the third, the fourth time you see them? And they all started laughing. And like, that's a good question. He's like, the answer, we call it layering. I go, what's layering? It's like, well, layering is we just throw everything we can at each scene. We shoot it a bunch of different times, just try and make each other laugh, whatever. The first time you're watching a movie, you're watching the movie. You know, you're looking for, you know, you're like, your mind works to where you're trying to figure out what's going to happen next and you're reacting to a scene. Whereas now that you know kind of how it turns out, you actually enjoy all the byplay, all the little things going on in the background, all the funny stuff that we've tried, that we've thrown in there, we decide this is the funniest stuff. And so you pick up on a whole lot more. That's how people are watching these games. I think twofold. One, you have athletes watching sports for the first time ever. Most guys don't watch sports. Most guys who play don't watch their own sport. They just don't, because they're playing their own sport. And if they're watching tape, they're watching tape of themselves or their opponent. They don't watch TV copies of games. They don't sit down and watch. Like Derek Jeter is famous for never watching another baseball game, right? Mm-hmm. Ever. And now these guys have a chance to watch it. So for the athletes themselves, it's pretty cool. Like, they're actually watching, like, this is what a fan sees. This is what it's like. And some of the things that they forgot in games they played in. Or things about games that they didn't know that they just watched. Like, everybody else just watches stuff in highlights. We don't watch the actual games anymore. And these games are all, you've taken away the commercials and you sped them up. So you took away the boring stuff. You know, the pregame show, the postgame show. It's just game, game, game. But the second part is, and this is as a sports fan, I think because we know the outcome, even though that's not in doubt, it's all the things that led to the outcome. Just like in these in Will Ferrell movies, you pick up on more. You're like, oh, I totally forgot about that call. I forgot about this foul. I forgot that Rick Pitino, who he chose to play and who he chose to sit, you know, in the 97 game that was on yesterday. People forgot that Gordon Hayward missed a little runner on the possession before he missed the half court shot. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he actually did. So all of these things, I think you pick up on when you're watching them now.
See, I think it's different when you're watching a sporting event versus when you're watching a movie to entertain yourself because you know, hey, Caddyshack is on. I've seen it a million and one times. I'm going to watch it a million and two times because I get it. I know the jokes that are coming. When I'm watching a sporting event, I'm ready for the outcome. And if it's an outcome that I've seen already, I don't know that inherently I enjoy going back as much to having to watch it. Whereas if I'm looking to watch something now, give me a sports documentary because that's the big rage now, right? But give me a sports doc because I don't know anybody that I've talked to that says missing sports that said, oh, I watched the 96 NCAA championship game the other day. But instead they tell me, you know what I watched? Sports doc I watched? I'm watching Cheer. And Cheer is so awesome. I have more people telling me that are watching than are watching the old games.
No, listen, I watched Cheer. I thought it was really good as well. You can do both. You got plenty.
Sure, of time. There is time to do that.
But
yes.
I disagree because here's the deal. You've been doing this a long time, so have I. So you've watched all these games. You've watched them all. You actually watched them. Most people didn't. Most people are full of it. They don't actually, did you watch the game? Oh, yeah, I watched it. They did not watch the game. They didn't watch the game. They didn't. You know, like all those Super Bowls from our childhood where they were blowouts in the first half. Do you remember? Like, I remember a couple of plays. Right? I remember the Marcus Allen run.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that when the Niners was Timmy Smith or whatever who had like over 200 yards.
Redskins,
rushing,
yeah.
Right? Like, I remember bits and pieces, but I don't remember the games because I wasn't paying attention. You paid attention because it's been your job for how many years have you been doing this?
Oh, a long time now. Is this 16?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I'm about the same in terms of how long I've done it. But I also can't say that I've actually paid as much attention to every game and every sporting event, whereas that's how you watch sports like you're a sports reporter, national host, you know, where you're watching every single play of it. I don't think most people have experienced it that way. And now they are because they got time. Right. One, there's no commercials to slow it down. And two, there's not any, they had nothing to do.
But again, are they going back to watch? Or are they just saying, oh, yeah, no, I watched that Super Bowl. Just like
I think
the first
you'd be
time
surprised
around.
At how many people, because they don't have anything else to do, are like, yeah, I'm going to watch that game. My Miles Simon is my closest friend in basketball. And, you know, he's an assistant coach with the Lakers. Yesterday, he's watching for the very first time himself play in the national championship game against Kentucky. He was tweeting stuff out. It was amazing. Bill Self, same thing. Like he watched, it was during the week, I think, he was watching their national championship game against Memphis. And he's tweeting as the game's being played, like reasons he did what he did. Like it was amazing. It was an incredible way to, it was like, what's the show? Mystery Science Theater 3000. You remember that show?
Yeah.
I still, patent pending, trademark.
Uh-oh.
Right? I said, like, why don't we have this for sports? Right? Well, you have a game, and then as it's being played, that's what CBS should have done was, have these guys in and like stop it and have the coaches and talk about each play and what they're thinking here and why they're doing it. Instead, now we're getting on Twitter. It's great.
I like that. I'm rubbing off on you with the patent pending.
Patent
I like
pending,
that.
Now
you
pending,
make sure you say that. You can be able to make money on that. It's a pretty good deal. You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, you talk about watching that. Remember the first time that I did a radio show with Jalen Rose, right? And he had the documentary coming out on the Fab Five, right? And it was coming out on Fab Five. And we were talking about the game, and I had the box score of the game printed out. He goes, let me see. He says, I've never seen the box score. I go, you've never seen the box score of the Chris Webber timeout game? I said, you never seen the play? He goes, no, I just never. Let me see. He goes, oh, man, I had a terrible game. And he shot like 6 or 15. He goes, oh, man, wow. I had a really bad, I didn't think I had that bad a game. And I'm like, oh, wow, okay. He goes, yeah, it was just, oh. And he's looking at all the different stats, and we get down. He goes, you know, and that final play, too. And he bangs his hand on the table in front, and he goes, you know, it's not so much about the timeout, you know, but like look at the play how it set it up, right? Why does Chris Webber dribble the ball down the floor? Like there's look, just do the whole stop, come here, give me the basketball. I'm the point guard. There's two of us and there's one of him. Right. Why are you dribbling the ball down the floor? And he's saying as he's looking at the box score and he's getting really animated. I'm going, oh my God, I feel like I'm back in history now, like, you know, 20 years. This is back in probably like 2010, 2011. I'm like going back in time with him, watch this, going, oh, wow. okay. And he told me, you know, some other stuff about the game too. And about, he was probably, if he was open right behind the arc, and if Weber had seen him, he was going to take a three, and that could have changed everything and all kinds of stuff.
Yes, everybody. I mean, like that's kind of an athlete thing too, is everybody remembers. I would have shot it. I would have made it.
Well, he didn't say he would have made it.
There's
he
never,
said he would have shot.
Guys like, you know, I might have. I'm shooting 40% from three. But like, yeah, again, take the 97 game, right? It's Rick Pitino, yeah. A loaded team, trying to win back-to-back championships. Forget about what Arizona, like, people, again, when we look back at the Arizona team, you think of they beat 3-1 seeds in order to win the championship and all this other stuff. But the bigger part to me was two things. In the game, Lute Olson sat Michael Dickerson, who's his leading scorer, averaged 19 a game. He sat him because he was tight. He was tight. Like, yeah, he was cold in the diamonds tight. And then the game went to Arizona was up 5 or 6, and they hit Kentucky hit two late threes to send it to overtime. Like, those completely forgotten that they're down three, and Epp steps into a three with like 11 seconds to go to tie the game. Like, in the lineage of the great shots in NCAA history, like, no one ever mentions it, right? Because they lost in overtime.
Right.
Or the shot that was hit before, Jenkins hit a three after, if you remember, North Carolina hit a double clutch three. Right, the lefty point guard. I don't remember his. Like, again, like, not even, he was their best player. I don't remember his name.
Doug Gottlieb, college basketball analyst.
Yeah. So and then Arizona didn't score a field goal in overtime. It's all free throws.
Yeah,
all free throws. But these are things that you only pick up the second. You're like, oh, I forgot what was unique about that game. What was distinct about that game? So look, am I somebody that likes to go back? Because there are times when you go back and you watch some of the games, and you're like, man, it's like the Sabruder footage, right? The quality of camera work is not great. The replay is not great. TV has clearly gotten better. But one, Jim Nantz sounds exactly the same. I don't know how that happens. Like, yesterday, there was the 97 game and the 2010 Butler-Duke game. Nantz, different analysts, sounded exactly the same. I mean, it was exactly the same. It was really remarkable. But sometimes we build these guys up as they were great way back, and then you watch the tape, you're like, yeah, they didn't really dribble with their left hand, and there was no three-point line, and basketball was kind of boring in the early 80s, you know? So I get it that if you've studied it, it's not as good the second time. I do think for this short period of time where we have no sports, it's been good in its stead.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show. Good morning. Happy Monday. Jason Smith and Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes today. Coming up next, we now have a new date for the Olympics next year, and the NBA might have a big idea to help save the season. Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan and the Danettes. And I want to make this announcement before we get any further, because I want people to know this. Everything is fine. Dan and the Danettes are off this week.
Yeah.
It's a planned week off. Yeah. Everything is fine. They are off this week. They're posting videos of, you know, everything is fine. They're off. We're in. It's a planned week of vacation for Dan and the Danettes.
Yeah, which I guess they were working from planned right before this before this thing, right? Because now you're like, what can you really do? Look, we are actually here for you, and it's interesting because we're kind of in similar spots, right? Although we can still do our job, and many people cannot. But I think everybody's in that same like, okay, do I just stay here or do I like go to the beach and rent a beach house and? You know, but you can't actually go to the beach anymore.
No, you go to the you can rent a beach house. You just can't go onto the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very strange existence. Super, super strange existence. But I do think that we've done this thing in sports where guys want to be, I guess the quote is, more than an athlete, right? They want to be seen as more than I'm not just, it's just basketball is just what I do, not who I am. Like, that's actually not a bad thing, right? Everyone in their life would love to be just about ball and make it work financially, right? I'm okay with that. Like, sports is what I do, and it's who I am. I do have other interests. I don't have to tell you about all of them. You don't necessarily care about all of them. But I think, like, here's what I think. Life is black and white without sports, and sports add color to it. And I think that of the things that we will run to when this is over, like most, I would say some relationships will be closer. Some, I'd say marriages will probably end because of it, right? Time together. I would guess that there'll be plenty of, like my big thing, my kids go to sleepaway summer camp and I miss them like crazy. Now I'm still going to miss my kids, but not nearly as much this year because I see them a lot, right? I got great kids. I see them a lot. They're tired of me and I'm tired of them already. Can you imagine?
It's only been 2 weeks.
Can you imagine in another month?
It's going to be at least, yeah, I mean.
Like, can you imagine another month? Like, oh my God. So my point is there are things we're going to run to. I'd say there'll be lots of vacations. People will go to a vacation, right? And I'd say that people will do things without their children because they've done, I don't need a family trip. I've been around my kids the whole time. And I think we'll run to sports because we start to realize like, yeah, it's kind of lame to be at home on a Saturday and Sunday and a ball game not be on. I usually always have a ball game on, but now I will always have a ball game on.
Yeah, it's, you know, look, for me, it's weird because this whole last couple weeks, you know, my show's at night. So usually, you know, if I'm not doing something else, you know, work-wise, but I'm home during the day.
Right.
And I'm home. My wife and I are home. And we do our things during the day. We go to the movies. We go to lunch. But we're home during the day. And I get to pick up my daughter every day from school, which is awesome. And so I feel, so for me, the adjustment has been like, okay, now we're at home. And now my daughter's home with us every day. So I'm like, okay, and you know, and it's weird, obviously, for everybody, and it's weird her being home. She does her lessons though, but she's in the other room, and now I'm doing shows from home at night. So it's weird that I can walk out of the office and go, hey, what's going on? We got anything in the refrigerator? I'm gonna have something here. So it's very weird, but I think you know because we're all at home. Like you know, you asked me earlier, like what am I gonna run to like right when this ends and, yeah. and where you go to, is it all certain things I think about, you know, going out to dinner again and going out to the movies again, you know, doing all things that I've done. But what I really, I come to this vision of going out and watching my daughter play soccer or
yes.
coaching her in softball.
Yes.
Like that's what I think of. That's what I want to do again. I want to see her doing that again.
It's a great point. Everybody says, well, I'm going to go to my favorite restaurant. Well, like a lot of people have been ordering out because we're trying to save these local businesses anyway. Right.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's not the same as a great restaurant. You know, waited on hand and foot. Like everybody's, you're just your favorite restaurant, your favorite hang, seeing other people, being able to interact with them. I get it. The movies, I think they're dead. I think it's over. I do. Because of
Hollywood's done?
No, I think the movies itself will still exist, but we're going to skip like four steps in the elimination of the theaters, right? Theaters were dying, and then now they have these, you know, where you can have drinks and relax. Now you're like, why would I do? I can do the exact. You're going to watch more movies over the next month than you ever thought possible.
Yeah.
Right. Your whole catalog of movies, like saw that. Wire, saw that. Breaking Bad, saw that. Better Call Saul, saw it. Like all these series that people told you should try, you finally tried. Every movie you'll have, like you're one. I'll be done with watching movies, and two, I'll realize why don't they just stream in my house? If not, I'll wait. I think movie theaters die. I agree with you though on watching your kid play sports. My son has he's been in a travel program for, I guess, 2 years now, two and a half years. And the coach is a great guy. And he just randomly texted me on Saturday, like, hey, how you hanging in? Miss coaching your kid. One, that's like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
My son's not the world's greatest, but he's a good little baseball player. He's not the best, but he's a fun kid to coach. Like he loves ball. So to get that text is amazing. And then I was like, I was just thinking, I love just being at a baseball field, you know, getting a bag of seeds and giving him him having a bag of seeds and watching him play. Like, that's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best.
That's what I keep defaulting. That's the vision I keep getting in my head of her playing either, because I coach her in soccer. I usually coach her in soccer, yeah. But now we're in the All-Star season, which now gets cut. So I'm not coaching her in All-Stars, but that going out and the parents are fun and the atmosphere is fun. It's a fun team. And I'm missing seeing her do those yeah. things, you know, and I'm missing coaching her in softball and all this stuff happening. And it, you know, that's my vision more of that, what I'm going to do. It's really, it revolves around sports. It's not anything else. Most of the stuff that everybody, you know, the everyday stuff you're going to go back and do, but that's the specific vision that I keep having when I think what am I going to look forward to the most when that's going on?
When do you think hoop is NBA hoop is what we get back first?
No, I think hoop is going to be the last one we get back. And we had the story this
after football.
Oh, no. The last we get back that got interrupted.
Okay.
That got interrupted. Because we have the story this weekend that the NBA is going to try to have bubble teams, bubble cities, like a couple of cities where they have teams live and play the rest of the regular season schedule in as they're trying to do anything to complete this season. And I look at NBA like this because I think it was a very big thing for LeBron on Friday night to do that podcast with Richard Jefferson and say, hey, we're nothing without the fans. Where I'm not high-fiving anybody anymore. What's it going to be like if I'm going for a loose ball against somebody who I know had coronavirus? And every time LeBron talks, there's a reason for that. And I think LeBron was firing that first salvo to Commissioner Silver and everything about, you guys can talk about making all these plans about when we're going to come back and pushing us to come back to play with no fans and all this stuff, but we're not coming back until we're ready. And you forget about that part of it where obviously the teams want to come back. Teams are losing money. They want to come back. They have television contracts and everything else. And the owners are going to say, hey, let's play these games. We just won't have fans. And the players are going to raise their hand and go, well, hang on a second. So it's not safe for the fans to come because we don't want them. But us banging bodies with each other and actually swapping body fluid and sweat, that's okay? Oh, hang on. I don't know that we're ready for that. I think we have to be really cognizant that once even they get, okay, we can have public gatherings again, that players in all sports, whether it's the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, go, wait, are we sure we're all really safe? And I don't know that we're ready to come back right now. Just because you say you want us to come back and we'll play in empty stadiums, that's not social distancing. It's not a lot of things. I think the players are going to be a little bit more nervous about saying, hey, we're ready to come back and play right now. Obviously, they all want to play, right? They all want to play. They want to get back. They want to get back to what they're doing and what they love. And everybody wants to get back to doing what they're doing and what they love. But in the end, when you're faced with it, they're going to say, we want to make sure this is absolutely safe. And is it absolutely safe if you're quarantining us in cities and we're with each other and we're playing games against other people from other cities where we're interacting with 25 or 30 people differently on a day where there's close body contact? That's something that I think a lot of players are going to go, yeah, I don't know. I'm ready for that right now.
Well, a couple things. I'm going to totally disagree with you about LeBron. I think LeBron's spoken out of his ass several times in this deal, and he looks foolish. You know, the whole I don't want to play in front of no fans. We understand, buddy. But the realities of it are that the NBA needs you to be on television. It's not ideal, less than ideal. But the NBA's ratings have been crushed. One reason was LeBron James left the Eastern Conference, right? And again, would you prefer to play in front of 20,000? Sure. But, oh, yeah, by the way, your fans also watch on TV, right? And worldwide, there's nothing going on. One, the NBA wants to be back on because it helps the ratings. Two, because we kind of need something else on TV. And if anything, it'll help all of these guys' brands. But the idea, like LeBron, he was the first to backpedal when he was first asked about it in the locker room when this first came up. I'm not playing in front of no fans. I won't show up. And then like 2 days later, he's like, you know, if we had to play in front of no fans, now he's on Richard Jefferson's podcast. Like that doesn't, the NBA's got to figure out, and Mark Cuban's been ahead of this. They got to figure out a way to get on TV. People need sports and the NBA needs it for all of their business partners, as well as to help their own brand. I think personally, they'll be the first ones back. But the hard part is going to be how long does it take to get them up and going ready to play? Probably 2 weeks before you can play any sort of game, and then you're talking 3 or 4 weeks before you could ever get to any sort of playoffs. So you're looking at, you know, June to June 15th at the earliest to see basketball games, playoff basketball games being played.
I said for a while that golf and NASCAR will come back first just because of the social distancing they can have. You know, if you're a NASCAR driver and your car by yourself, obviously your pit crew is together, but if you can figure out a way to social distance and be, you know, that'll work. Golf, you're out, you're in fresh air, you can social distance from your caddy if you need to. All these things can happen. Baseball, I think, will come back because it's also an outdoor sport. There's the least amount of body contact than there is in the other sports. But I look at the NBA and I look at the NHL and MLS and I think how are they gonna do it when it's that close body contact where the Rudy Gobert, because it scared everybody, that the scare came from the NBA. The scare didn't come from Major League Baseball or the other sport.
I don't know.
The whole country shut down because of Rudy Gobert. Yeah,
I understand, but I don't, because Rudy Gobert, you know, he had the symptoms where he couldn't smell or taste, whatever. But because we didn't see them visibly sick and feel like they were actually really sick, I don't know if that resonates to the NBA players the way you think it hits them the way you think it does. I just don't. Those guys, they are like, I'm probably asymptomatic. I probably had it already. Most of those guys think they already had it already. I mean, perfect example is as contagious as this is, and it's really, really contagious. Utah Jazz had two guys that had it. The rest of the team, they touched the same basketball. They were on the same team. Only one other guy had it. And so I don't think that that's not NBA players. Do I think that they're in a league that is generally super cautious and maybe even to the point of being, you know, to like left-leaning, liberal, like let's be super, super safe? I think that's the persona of the league. But of each individual player, I don't think any of these guys think they would get legitimately sick. I think they think it, like, the guys think of it like it's the flu. Like, all right, it goes to the team, everybody has it, we move on. That's how they think of it.
until
I didn't say that's the reality.
No, I get. But
I'm saying that's how dudes think of it.
I disagree, but I also think the more we start seeing people who are dying of it, it gets a little bit more real. The more times you see people die that you know who they are. Joe Diffie, right. Big country music, yes. One of the biggest stars in country music in the 90s. You know, he passed away over the weekend. Yeah. We saw a couple of college basketball stars, you know, pass away. Healthy guys in their mid-40s. One guy played for St. John's, and he was he got a DJing at a party. And he was a former cop, was 49 years old, you know, no symptoms. I mean, that's a tough thing. Once we start seeing, oh boy, because it's going to unfortunately happen, because that's going to get to be more realistic for everybody.
Think of the NBA and of the traumatic moments in a basketball player. My lifetime, okay, I remember Len Bias dying, which was like, don't ever use cocaine,
mm-hmm.
right? I remember Magic getting HIV, which is... always have protected set. Like I, you don't learn these lessons until you see these people. And Magic, you know, frankly, still being alive and being healthy is amazing, considering everybody I know thought he was going to die mm-hmm. and thought he was going to get AIDS, and he hasn't. You know, there's one other one. Who's the other one I'm thinking? Oh, and Hank Gathers, mm-hmm. right? Which is like, hey, when there's a heart problem, like you got to take it serious and shut it. Like you don't, until you see somebody who you idolize, you think is bigger than life, fall ill to it, or sorry, drop dead from it, I don't know if that really resonates, hits the way it hits, you know, people that are really paying attention. I agree with you. Like, you're seeing legit people, not senior citizens 80 years old, get sick. The Queen Elizabeth, I think, has it.
Yeah.
Right? Queen Elizabeth has it.
But remember, this is the end of March. We still have to go. We still got to go through the teeth of this. You know, this is still this. You know, I know
there's
it's been 2 weeks.
There's a working group of people that think they've already had it.
You know,
and I had this cough.
Yeah.
In December.
But I
swear to God, I got tested for everything. I couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think a lot of people have had it, and it's gone through their system, and it's gone. I firmly, because how could you not? I mean, with the way we travel from country to country, and people talk, and you're close with each other, and the hugs and everything that you give. I mean, I firmly believe that. But still, we still have to go through. You know, the numbers are going to go up for this. I mean, so I know it's like, well, it's been 2 weeks. What do we got? And it's like, no, it's been 2 weeks, and it's still going to be another month. I mean, look, President Trump just continued this social distancing and through the beginning of May now, when he thought we can reopen the country on Easter Sunday. So it's we still have to go through more of this. This is not, okay, now we're at it, we've seen it, I understand it. People will get into a better groove of, okay, I got this now. You know, I get what this life is now. They said we're going to be home, we're going to do this, and X, Y, and Z, we go to the store, one of us will go, we're going to do it. And we're going to get into that groove, but this is not nearly going to be over where it's okay, after a couple of weeks now, we're just going to play out the string until we can start playing again. I mean, it's we got to continue to buckle down here, because we still have another month or two to get through with this at least.
I don't know. I'm not a denier of when you have really smart people saying, hey, this is going to get really bad. Like, they wouldn't be shutting everything down. But I also think that we have, you know, when you're having the Steve Ballmers put together $25 million, you know, $10 million of which is going to research in Seattle, like, and you have some of these factories changing and making respirators, I don't know. I'm one of those expect the worst but hope for the best. I do think that, without sounding kind of cheeseball nationalist, I do think we put our minds to it. Like, there'll be a turning point here in the next week or two, where between the numbers starting to level off some, which I think they're still obviously going to spike, the numbers starting to level off, and then the number of respirators that are being made. Like, we just, you know, we sent a bunch apparently to China to help them when this first broke out. We just got to get that thing up and running. And, you know, now you got these hospital ships in New York and LA. Look, it's going to be less than ideal for a while, but I do think that this ultimately will work, and we're going to have sports in the spring. I don't know if we'll send our kids back to school. I'm convinced we'll have some sort of sportish getting back together in May. There's just too much money. That's the big thing. It's just too much money that's left on the table, and people have to work. And, you know, I just, when you start talking about several different commas and major corporations losing massive amounts of money, I think we'll, even if for the wrong reason, if that's the reason, we will get back to being ourselves sooner rather than later.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show, Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming up next, hey, we now know when the Olympics are going to happen. Keep it right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
We now have the new dates for the Tokyo Olympics. They will now begin opening ceremonies on July 23rd, 2021. Same time slot scheduled for this year's games. Almost exactly 1 year after the games were due to start. So we now have the rescheduled 2020 Olympic Games.
Look, there have been people, and I don't know if you're one of them, that have been critical of whether it's the NCAA or whether it's the Olympics and the timing of canceling things. I just, I don't know if you guys, if everyone understands the logistics to setting all this stuff up. Like, you're talking about the Olympics, and obviously you felt like it was going to be really hard to get all these different people into one place. Mm-hmm. But they also probably operate into, okay, next year are we running into world championships? Are we running into local games? Do we have, you got to get the facilities, you got to get the hotels, you got to have your Olympic Village, you got to have the security, you got to have the, you got to talk to the airlines. Like, all of these people have to be on board with postponing to a specific date, because you can't just, we're going to postpone on date undetermined. Like, that's not the way they can work. Just, it's a, it, there's a reason that Titanic had to, they didn't have a choice. It's too big to turn around, ran over the iceberg. You know, should they have turned slightly? Yes. This is too big a ship to turn around. It had to go at some point. And I mean, it sucks, but it also, I think I'm going to be interested in what happens the Olympics with the NBA, because the NBA is not only likely going to go to the summer, late summer this year, but then next year, when do they start? They start in January? I mean, they start in December and then full slate in January. Are they going to end and then we're not sending our players to the Olympics? Because that and track and field are the only two that people really pay attention. They really make a lot of money off of. That's where NBC, that's why they pay all that, in addition to the volume and hours of coverage. So I'm fascinated based on what happens next with the Olympics.
First of all, I like that you went to the Titanic reference. Do you want to talk about this? Let's go to this. It's too big to fail. That's like the big one. It's too big to fail. It's too big to fail.
Yes.
I wonder just how this is going to encapsulate what goes on to the next season in general. Because if you have the NBA season, right, we talked about when it could come back. Let's just say it comes back sometime in June and we're playing into July and August. Look, Adam Silver said, we can play into August. We don't care. We have no time frame. You know, we can do it. We're going to finish this season. And all right, so then say you finish at the end of August. Are you still saying, all right, we're going to take some time off, we're going to come back, and then we're going to have training camp, and we're going to be ready to go in mid-October? I don't know that that's going to be the case. I mean, I think you're going to have to postpone the beginning of the season because players are going to say, well, we want time off. And conversely, you could say, well, we just got time off because there's time off when we can't do anything. But I don't know that any of these other sports are going to be able to say, okay, yeah, we'll just finish this year, and then we're going to pick right back up and start. I don't see that. I think we look at those seasons that were going to end, we were going to crown champions, and saying, okay, well, we'll finish, but then forget about October, November. We're more thinking December and January could be. We could have truncated seasons next year, or we're going to do it later and then still have whole seasons, but now instead of ending when we normally do in the spring,
that's
we're going into
happen.
The summer.
That's what's
going
to happen.
That's gonna be really
NBA.
Weird.
I'll be interested to see, you know, what happens to college basketball. I know you talk about May. What was it? Mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
That was your mayhem.
Mayhem. You like that, right?
Just mayhem.
Mayhem.
Mayhem. Mayhem. I've always been a May Madness guy.
It Patent
should
pending.
Be a second semester of sport. But I think the NBA is going to change forever because of this.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show, phone number 877-99 on Fox. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming up next, the odds are out on who the Patriots' next quarterback is going to be. We'll tell you who it could be and who it's not going to be next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.